ETF of the Week time, and we're joined right now by Tom Lydon. He, of course, is the editor at ETF Trends. And if you want more information, you're going to go to ETFTrends.com. You can also follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. The site is at ETF Trends, and the site you should know. Well, not only will it give you access to what Tom thinks is happening on the market, it'll give you access to all the news that's happening in the ETF space, which is arguably the most active space in the investment world when it comes to new products, new ideas, new concepts, and more. Again, it's ETFTrends.com. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Chuck, it's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Deutsche Xtrackers Harvest CSI 300 China A-Shares ETF, ticker ASHR.
Yeah, that's like two breaths to be able to get through that. Again, we'll say it for the audience. It's ASHR, the ticker symbol for A-Shares. That's what you have to think about. The Deutsche Xtrackers Harvest CSI 300 China A-Shares ETF. So China A-Shares is boots on the ground in China, and it's a play that has been opened up more and more increasingly. So why this ETF now?
Well, a little bit of a background. Obviously, there's been huge growth in China, but up until recently, the only way for U.S. investors to gain exposure in China was to go through Hong Kong or New York Stock Exchange listed Chinese companies, which didn't mean that many. There were some, but not many. The A-shares, which really are those that are owned by Chinese residents, were not really available to foreign investors until recently. Now, with all that, we also look at indices. So the MSCI Emerging Markets Index, which is the largest emerging markets index and actually tracks $1.6 trillion, just recently announced that they're going to include China A-shares exposure in the index. But this is not happening until May of next year, number one, and the allocation is only going to be 0.73% of the overall weighting. So all this means, Chuck, is we now have access to real companies in China that are experiencing real growth. However, because of the amount of money that may be going into it, if you add a greater percentage into the index, it could actually affect these China A-shares themselves, these companies. So MSCI has had to be very responsible in just gradually adding to the index. And over the next 5 years, the addition will gradually get to 5 to 7%. So what does this mean? Well, listen, if you believe in China and you like the idea about investing in A-shares, but you don't want to wait until it gets to a 5% allocation in a very, very diversified emerging market portfolio, there are a few ETFs that specifically invest in A-shares, in China A-shares, and you can get out ahead of this allocation from the MSCI Emerging Market Index. The Deutsche Xtrackers Harvest CSI 300 A-share, or ASHER as we call it, is one of those opportunities. So fundamentally, China is also looking good. The P/E ratio is 11 versus almost 20 with the S&P. And we're seeing a lot more growth. Infrastructure, the Belt Road, GDP services broke 50% for the first time. You're seeing the IMF expecting China to grow at 6.7% this year. If you believe that not only China is going to continue to grow and the way to play it is through iShares, this is an ETF to consider.
But if you've got an emerging markets fund, you have plenty of exposure to the BRICS. And this is more exposure to China. And while it is boots on the ground exposure and some companies that are not otherwise available, there's likely to be some overlap. So how do you suggest people play this? Is this a tilt because you have a particularly strong belief in China? Is this a substitute for some of your emerging markets money? Or is this a totally new investment?
Well, there are a lot of people that look at emerging markets and they know that, you know, the BRIC countries dominate the allocation. And lately, there's been trouble in Brazil. A lot of folks aren't fans of Russia. You know, they like China. They like India that are actually doing pretty well now. But with these types of ETFs, you can have not only specific exposure from a broad-based basis, like the H-shares that we traditionally had access to, but now through A-shares, those real companies that Chinese nationals could buy and now foreigners can buy too. So I know the next question you're going to ask is, well, do you just downplay your emerging market allocation and buy this if you believe in? I think so. And I think more importantly, it fits very well from a trend following standpoint. So it's recently above its 200-day average. Just buy it when it's above its 200-day average like now, and monitor it on a regular basis. When it goes below its 200-day average, sell it. I think for most investors, having a long-term position in China, especially A-shares, may pay off down the road, but sticking within your emerging market index, I think, works fine. If you've got extra money and you like the China story and you see this opportunity the way we're looking at it, you can do a trend-following trade and hopefully be pretty happy for it over the coming years.
It's the Asher, the A-S-H-R, the Deutsche X-Trackers Harvest CSI 300 China A-Shares ETF, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. Have a great holiday weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, Chuck. Thank you.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETF Trends. For more information, go to ETFTrends.com, on Twitter at ETF Trends, and follow Tom too. He's at Tom Lydon.